Let's turn to Michael O'Hanlon for analysis now. He's a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, specializes in U.S. defense strategy and national security policy. He's authored 20 or so books on war, the military, and NATO. Michael, thanks so much. The EU wants to cap how much it pays for gas from Russia. Putin says if that happens, he'll cut them off completely and, in his words, freeze them. Is energy his most powerful weapon right now?
Yes, Shepard. Well, he certainly has not lost any revenue this year from all the sanctions. And at that, you know, in that sense, it is a weapon for him because he doesn't need to keep making money. He's not at a point where hard currency is his main constraint. He's lost a lot of access to our best technology. We see that in what weapons he's able to build. The Russian economy is taking a hit because a lot of American and Western firms have pulled out. But his revenue from oil and gas has not declined at all. And he may be willing to do some kind of a cutoff in order to just wreak punishment and havoc and revenge against us. However, I'm not really clear what purpose that serves him in the long run, because I think it would accelerate Europe's efforts to diminish further their reliance on Russian oil and gas, and perhaps by next winter, not this one, but next one, maybe could have found alternative sources. So it's a game that I think he'll play to some extent, but I'd be surprised if he really cuts Europe off altogether.